Coming up on TMS, please pass the potatoes and a plate of bigotry, please.
Black Friday be damned.
Man of Steel is still man of who cares.
Sony wants you to wear a smarter wig.
Did Jackson's doctor really hold his wiener every night?
I want to know. Lady Gaga and her Muppet thing sucked.
Catching Fire and Frozen made loads of cash over the weekend.
Miley Cyrus's beard ruined Thanksgiving.
Special guests.
Your emails and more on this episode of The Morning Stream.
Perfect sleeper. Perfect sleeper. Perfect sleeper by Serta.
Hi, I'm Joey Heatherton. Serta's Perfect Sleeper mattress is something great to sleep on. It gives you firmness and comfort. It's the perfect combination. You'll love it.
Now, instead of counting sheep, you can count on a good sleep. Be a perfect sleeper. Buy a perfect sleeper, perfect sleeper. Buy a Serta.
Woo! Ladies, we heard you.
The Morning Stream.
The Morning Stream, where something funny, 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 snark, snarky, snark.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to The Morning Stream. It's a special edition of The Morning Stream for Saturday, November 30th. Last day of the month, right?
That's right.
Is it? There's no 31st this month.
No, not in November. Nope. All right, fine. That's how the rhyme goes.
So, I'm Scott Johnson. That's Brian Ibbett. And Brian is coming off. What hour are we at? Where are we with your thing?
Oh, that's a good question. We're at hour 20. Good 20 hours and 16 minutes at this point. By the way.
Good Lord.
That ad you played at the beginning?
Yeah.
Do you know who Joey Heatherton is?
So she was a big deal. I remember her being a big deal as a kid. I remember her voice, or her, not her voice, her name. My parents would maybe bring her up. She was maybe on Battle of the something something stars occasionally.
I'm sure she was always on Battle of the Network Stars. Yeah, go ahead and do an image search for Joey Heatherton.
Joey Heatherton. Okay, hold on. Joey, it's a lady, right?
It's a lady, yeah.
Heatherton. Okay, all right. Okay. Is that her now? Jeez. Do an image search for her?
Yeah.
All right. Oh gosh. she has decided that
she likes those sleeper sofas, apparently.
Yeah. She's real into that. And good luck to her and all she does. All right, great. Fantastic. I remember her being a thing that you would see as a guest star on like Fantasy Island or something.
Right. Love Boat. Exactly. Yeah. I don't remember anything that she was like a regular in, but she was always a special guest star on something.
She also did game shows.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. Was she like the bottom right starlet on Match Game?
Oh, right. Not Match.
The Fanny Flag position.
Hollywood Squares.
Hollywood Squares, right.
Hollywood Squares, yep.
Yeah, I could see that. Well, good for her. There's a picture of her now that she doesn't look too bad. She looks a little like she's made out of plastic now, but good luck to her.
I guess it was bottom left was the starlet position. Bottom right was either Fanny Flag, Betty White, Marsha Wallace.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Nice. Well, good luck to her.
The non-young starlet.
Yeah. You know, I always wonder, let's say I was a beautiful person. Okay.
Okay.
I'm not one of those, but let's say
hypothetically.
Let's say in a hypothetical world, I mean, Brian, if you could just sit back a little bit and imagine a world where I am a good-looking, really hot sort of individual, all right? Let's even say I'm a hot lady, okay?
Okay. All right.
And let's say I live to be 80, okay?
Sure.
From the ages of, let's say, 19 to 27, I am the hottest thing going. In fact, you know what? Let's extend that because we have such great beauty creams now and weird shit to put on our face.
Sure.
Yes. Yeah, so we're going to say I'm 35 and I'm still just, I'm so hot.
Okay. But so then, you're the Courtney Stodden of the future.
Yeah. Well, no.
Because
she looks 48.
She's hit that 35-year-old mark right there.
She's really, really, she's destroyed herself. Because you could look at some of those early pictures when her and Grandpa were dating. And she's lovely. She's fine. She's a cute young girl, right?
Yeah.
But she decided she wanted to look, you know, late 40s. real quick, like, and now it's she can't stop this now. It's all done now. You can't take it off.
You can't go backwards.
No.
Well, you can, but it takes a lot of surgery, and you end up looking like a mannequin or something.
Yeah, you look like you look like a scabbed up like chud or something. You'll look terrible. So don't do that. Anyway, point is, so at 35, I'm natural still though, right? I'm beautiful. Sure. I haven't had to do any work or any tucks or tweaks or add-ons or any of this.
Seymour. Let's say a Jane Seymour type situation.
Perfect. And I'm looking toward the future and I'm thinking, yeah, I'm going to be hot forever. But then stuff starts to take a dive. Now, when your entire 19 through 30s life, entire world, career, everything has been based upon your attractiveness to the opposite, in some cases, same sexes, then what do? Because then you just yank ye old carpet out of your feet. Like you can be Howard Stern forever. You can be a big nosed, ugly dude forever. Right. It doesn't matter because none of that is dependent, or you are dependent on none of that for your success or for your ability to carry on into the future. But if you hit 50 and you now look like, you know, a Korean honey bucket when you used to look like hot lady number one, well then, what do you do then?
Right. You start doing commercials for Serta sofa sleepers, apparently.
That's, right. So I guess what you do is that's when they kick it in high gear and they start doing serious work on themselves. They start getting major plastic surgery and Botox treatments and everything else.
Well, that's when you start playing people's mothers in rom-coms you know.
It must be hard, though. You know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, we make fun of it, and we give him a hard time, and I always talk about how Bieber's just going to be a washout and whatever. I think some people see this and know this. I think Timberlake, for example, had a pretty good idea that all this stuff is like cold frosting on under a hot lamp, and you better hurry up and enjoy it while you can. So he did that, and he's like, all right, I got to branch out. I can't be boy band all the time. Got to branch out. All my other idiot buddies are all, you know, languishing in no one cares land while I have figured out a way to make it work because I've parlayed these other talents and everything else. I just think that is when people do that, I have a lot of respect for it because it seems like they're smart.
They've got to have more tricks. They have to have more arrows in their quiver than just the beauty arrow.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Arrow in the quiver. You. That's our new superhero team name. You and I, Arrow and Quiver.
Perfect.
Welcome back, everybody. It's good to be here. It's good to be here during Brian's Coverthon, which has been going for, like you said, for just over 20 hours. And you're heading down the final stretch here. And do we have a total? What's the total? How are we doing?
The current total is 2,353.
Keep it coming.
We're making use of the numbering system that we used for Nerdtacular, the Battle of the Frog Pants All-Stars. Mm. Numbering system. We're using those big, giant red and blue numbers so that people can see the tally. And you can still donate. Please do still donate. This hour, if you are the randomly chosen donor of a donation over $5 or $5 or over, then you get a custom handmade hat of your choice from Geek Girl's Etsy shop. So you go to her shop, pick any hat, and she will make it for you.
Those are awesome, by the way, those hats.
They are awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh,
she's
yeah.
talented as hell.
It's the perfect thing for people who listen to the show, like R2-D2 and,
am I eligible?
Fox hats and stuff.
By the way.
You are not eligible, I'm afraid.
Shite. All right. What am I doing here then? Jeez.
Sorry.
So it's a little weird doing it on a Saturday, but I'm all energized and Brian's like running on some funny gas.
I am. It's monster fumes, monster rehab fumes.
That's perfect. Are you a big energy drink guy tired?
Actually, no. Somebody asked me how many, because I had a monster, one of the ones that some listener sent us, right?
Yep.
That I think Nick drank.
Yeah, one he drank them.
He drank it.
That's the past tense of drink. Yeah.
Right.
Good job.
He drank it. So I had that, and I only finished about 3/4 of the can. I'm like, yeah, done with this.
Yeah, I can't do too much of those anyway. Well, that's good. But you're more of a coffee guy, and I'm sure Tina's keeping you loaded up with all sorts of energistic.
She's doing great. She got up at 5 o'clock with the dogs, let them out, made coffee, and I'm drinking some of it right now.
Oh, that's
Starbucks
nice.
Christmas blend.
Well, folks, it's good. It's a good cause. You should give until it hurts while we're doing the show today. So for those of you who came into this this thing edgewise today just for TMS, know that your money is going to not only help Coverville for another year and maintain that so that we can have all this great licensed cover music, but also to help.
And more importantly.
More importantly, yes, help with Alzheimer's research, which is a big deal and an awesome cause, and you guys should all help. So.
And if you want to donate, just go to coverville.com/live, and there are buttons across the top.
Yep.
Click one of them. There are buttons, and you're all set.
Indeed. So Thanksgiving happened.
Yes.
Since you and I last spoke, our show last show was on Wednesday. We had Thursday was the holiday, and now we're back on a Saturday. And so
that's right.
I'm not going to get into the details or name names here. But is this? I guess it's a typical thing. You get together with a lot of generations of family, right? There's grandparents there. There are parents there. And then there are you, and you're probably a parent. And then you got kids. And then they've got cousins. And in that mix somewhere, somebody's a racist bigot somewhere, right? Or they hate gay people. Or there's some hot topic of the day. They want to. They just hate that Obama. He taking his country straight to hell. And like, there's something going on somewhere where there's a controversial something on someone's mind,
right?
And it's going to come out. And I'm just going to say it did. Yeah, it sure did. It sure did.
Oh no.
And it's fine. It was, well, it's not fine, but there were things said that. Even my kids, who usually don't care, they just want to like, who has the controller and why is the battery dead? Like, they don't care what's going on.
But, how soon can we have pie?
Yeah, when is pie time, Dad? Okay, great. We'll be in the basement till then playing ping pong or something that's nothing like ping pong, yet it uses the ping pong table and 14 kids.
Of course.
So all of that stuff's fine. But even they overheard things and came over to me and said, Dad, did he really say that? And I said, oh gosh, your voice just went weird. Is that you?
I'm fixing it.
Oh, yeah, you're fine now.
Yep. I have my own controls for that.
That was cool. I felt like the robot uprising had finally started.
Exterminate.
Anyway, it was real bad this time, enough for young people to hear it, be impressionable about it. And then for some of the young people who heard it, who let's say are direct descendants of perhaps the people who said it, seemed to be not bothered at all by it.
Oh, really?
Which indicates to me, that then perhaps it's been ingrained in them, and wonderful. We've started a new generation of bigotry and hatred and hypocrisy in some ways. So, thanks for that Thursday. That was great. I don't think I'll be having any more of that for a year. So thanks a lot. Really appreciate it. Also, Black Friday happened. I didn't do any of that crap. None of that business.
No, neither did we.
It's Kim's birthday, so we did that instead. Bunch of stuff for
much
her.
Much better. It's a much better way to celebrate. It's Kim's Friday, not Black Friday.
Exactly.
Right?
I kind of resent this one thing, though. Somebody keeps posting a video from like the 80s where people burst into a shopping center and trample each other.
Really?
A bunch of people fall down and stuff, and they keep putting it up as if it happened yesterday or on Friday. And everybody keeps saying, keep it classy, America.
I'm
like, no. Let's calm down a second. Number one.
They're clearly fighting over a Cabbage Patch doll. Do you see that?
Right. There? And you listen, you people in the UK, you don't get to give us crap for a 1985 video of people rushing in on a Black Friday when you do this at your soccer hooligan matches every other weekend. You don't get to have you. Fine, go ahead and have your hooliganism, but you don't get to talk to us about this.
But Scott, that's for sports.
Oh, I'm sorry.
This is for shopping, which is clearly inferior.
Oh, you're right. Where was I thinking? Yes. Where was my head? Anyway, so that happened. That was a fun thing. And you didn't do any of that because you were busy doing this.
For the most part, Black Friday now starts halfway through Thursday, right?
That's true.
I mean, Best Buy was open at 8 or 9. Target was open on Thursday at 8 or 9. Tina and I went and saw the new Hunger Games film, and as we were driving back, we noticed all these places open, and there were no lines, no people waiting outside.
Yeah.
But drove by, did not stop.
How's the movie? Is it good?
It's really good. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. My brother-in-law says it was too long. Is it too long?
I didn't feel like it was too long. Mm. There were parts of it that I wish they would have spent more time with.
Mm.
But Tina and I both liked the middle book best of the three. And I think so far we like the second movie better than the first.
Wow, that's good.
Yep.
Tina agrees. She's nodding in agreement.
She's nodding. Yes. You can't hear because she's just nodding.
Well, there's two kinds of nodding. Nodding in agreement and nodding off. And I wouldn't blame her if she was at this point nodding off in the proceedings of this show. Well, that's great. I haven't seen it yet. Yet again, proof that the closer you get to a cool thing doesn't necessarily mean you're going to use it more often, because I had it in my head that when we move out here right by this giant movie theater from Nerdtacular 2010, that I was going to be there all the time for all the hot new movies.
Sure.
And I haven't gone to a single film there yet.
Right. You haven't seen Thor yet. You haven't seen Hunger Games. Nope. What else? What's the other big
kids want to see? Frozen. Or, actually, they went with their cousins yesterday.
But Ender's Game.
Ender's Game, right? That's got the Frozen. Got the Harrison Ford in it. I don't know. I think that may be DVD or Blu-ray for me, because I heard it wasn't that great or whatever.
Oh, really?
Well, you know how it is. You want to save your movie money for either something dumb we're doing on this show or or if it's good, you know.
And, those kids belong in a museum, Dad.
Yeah, that's right. Arr. So I did watch Man of Steel again, second viewing. Saw it at my brother-in-law's giant, like 200-inch projection, giant theater room screen thing, which is awesome down there. Oh, my gosh, it's so great. Anyway, I thought, you know what, fresh take. Going to get all the hypes out of the way now.
Sure.
I'll see if I still have the issues I have with it or not. I still have those issues now. There's still a problem. It's just too much collateral damage and not acknowledging it. And and this isn't a spoiler, folks. Superman fights dudes in a city and destroys a lot of stuff. If that's a spoiler, then I must be doing life wrong, because I don't know what spoilers are. But that happens, and they don't really, really acknowledge it very much or at all, really. And if, in fact, the way the thing ends, it's as if it never really happened. And I think they solve this with one small, tiny piece of dialogue. It's this simple. All they got to do is when he's there and Lois Lane comes up to comfort him after he did the thing he did, which would be a spoiler. But you know the part.
Mm-hmm. I know exactly.
In the little
you're
bank
about.
Yep. or building or whatever it was they were in.
Yep. Yep.
When she came over to hug him and hold him, and there's just nothing but silence there, let him say something like, "What have I done?"
Yeah, right. I show some remorse kind of thing.
Yeah, I can't. This is not what I wanted. This isn't right. I've let the American people down. Something to at least acknowledge that you devastated the city and created probably who knows how many displaced, how many injured, and how many dead. Some ridiculous number that would exceed any old records.
Even Christopher Reeve's Superman knew to, ooh, they're fighting in the city. Hey, let's lead him out to the Fortress Solitude. I'll take care of this out here.
Yes, that's where I can throw my logo at them off my shirt.
That's right.
That is the worst thing ever.
It's totally a situation of, wonder if this will work.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Stupidest power ever. But you're right.
I was just using that to wrap sandwiches. I didn't realize you could.
They just miss the mark of the man, and it just bugs me, and it still bugs me. I mean, it's still a fun watch. It's a good time. It's a big popcorn loud thing. It's a spectacle, but you got to at least acknowledge it. And if they don't try to say something in the next film, they have to say something. You know, at least they gave Tony Stark like post-traumatic stress disorder after New York. Like, at least they gave him some kind of, you know, what's the word? Some kind of effect from the cause, which
conscience,
was this horrible thing, and so he feels bad and has like all this stress and anxiety over it. At least give him, he got that, at least give Superman something, you know. I don't know, we'll see. Coming soon to a theater near you in 2015.
Right.
The year of films. All right,
is it, it's another one that's 2115.
It is, yeah. That's that.
Holy
I think that's
poop.
Here. Yeah, crazy, right?
I'm taking a year off of podcasting so I can see everything.
Yeah,
well, sounds like I can take a century off if it's 2115.
Yeah.
Oh, 2115?
Oh, we
is
should
it take him 100 years to make this movie?
Yeah, you need all the time he can get. Look, we gotta acknowledge the voice from beyond there is George. Hey, George.
About pre-show. Yes.
Hey there.
Hey, that's good. George and Tina are on mics, right?
That's right. And George has been here since about 6:30, 7 o'clock.
Closer to 8.
Oh, closer to 8. Okay.
All right.
So 12 hours and going strong.
Troopers. All
Except
one and all.
Have to take off now because got an appointment for the puppy.
Oh. What's the puppy having done?
Well, she's got this growth on her lower jaw and not looking good.
That's not good.
No.
I don't want to hear that. Well, I mean, it's good to hear it because we should all be mindful of our pets and their health. But yeah, that sucks. I hope that turns out to be nothing and they can just, you know, pinch it off or something, whatever they do. Well, I'm not a vet. What do they do for stuff like that? They cut it out? I just don't want to put them down.
If it's treatable, they can cut it out. In this case, it does not look as hopeful.
Yeah, too close to major blood vessels.
How old is the dog?
She's about 10, 11.
Oh, so getting there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Man. All right. Well, best of luck with that, George. I hope it goes in the positive, not the negative. I'm worried about my dog a little bit, but not because of this, but because she's getting old and cranky.
Mm.
I don't think you can't put a dog down for that, though, right? You can't. Just, no. Hey, doctor, she's old and cranky. Yeah, I don't think we're ethically allowed to do that.
No, you can't do that.
She's just a little piss pot and only cares about food and doesn't really love us. So we'll see how that goes over the next couple of years. She is getting on. All right, we're going to do a very special Stump a Trek Nerd that does not involve Star Trek at all.
Okay.
Yet somehow, inexplicably, it involves the theme song. So here you go.
Yeah, because we...
Stump a Simpsons Nerd, brought to you by...
The Coverthon, which is happening right now, as long as you're not listening to the podcast, where you can win a prize from Geek Girl, a custom-made hat. Just make a donation right now, and between now and 9 o'clock, we'll talk about the 9 to 10 hours. It's going to be a Frog Pants Mystery Fun Package.
Oh, yeah. We're going to have all kinds of crap in there.
Yes.
It's going to be rad. So.
So a couple things you can win during TMS today if you're listening live.
Yes. So here's what we're going to do. No Daryl, because for some reason when he's at home, he's untouchable. Mm-hmm. We cannot go near him.
Right.
I'm pretty sure he goes home and lives in like a cryo tube or something. I don't know what's going on. But only in his office, in his cubicle, can he speak to us.
That's right.
So what we're going to do instead is what we like to do occasionally when Daryl's not here, and that is involve the audience. So if you're listening right now live and you have Skype installed on some sort of computing device, the name to put in there is My Extra Life. You don't have to add me. You just need to call me at My Extra Life. We got a caller already. Let's see who this is here. This is Richard, also known as Me Thirsty. Richard, how you doing?
Hello.
Hello. It's nice to have you on, man. How are you?
Good.
Where are you listening from? Hello.
I think I have more than one copy of you guys running right
now. Yeah, but you got to pause that video or the
can't
thing.
Listen to the, oh, there we can't go. Listen to the feed.
Huge delay, yeah.
Turn your radio down.
I wish it was only that much. Less.
There we go. There we go.
30 seconds later, you'll hear something.
Right.
Sorry about that.
Ah, you're fine. It's all good, man.
About the Man of Steel in his head.
So where
I've been up since Uncle George too. So I've been
good lord.
Yeah, he's been in the tadpole cheering us on and participating. So.
Well, you may have a chance here to win something, man. You excited? Hello.
It's not a trick question.
He's not there. He left. What happened to him?
He fell asleep that quickly.
All right. Let's see if I can get him back into the call. That's really odd.
There we go.
There you are. Sorry about that. Ah, you're right. Deal. Yeah, don't hit that red button. That's a hang-up
button.
So you could win some prizes today. Where do you hail from, by the way? Where are you at?
I'm actually in the time zone that is the best, the mountain time zone, and I'm up in Alberta, Canada.
Oh, great.
Edmonton.
Y'all still have a hole in your monies or money? Yeah, money holes. Like all your money has a hole in it. Is that still the case?
Oh yeah, you bet. There's still plenty of holes in our money up here.
All right, great, fantastic.
Especially if you pop the center out of a loony, then you get a nice.
Yeah. Nice I figured hole. That's how you're supposed to do it. You're supposed to pop those out. You get your money from the government.
Turns into twice the money.
Yep. You take it down to your social health care clinic. You get your free knee surgery, and then you pop it out. That's how it works in Canada.
Take it to the Tim Hortons and you get 2-for-1 donuts.
That's right. Tim Hortons. I heard there's we may be getting a Tim Hortons because I know they're starting to bleed into the States a little bit, right? Like there's some California something, Portland, somebody somewhere has these things.
Really?
Yeah, there's some rumor floating around that Salt Lake City's getting a Tim Hortons. I have no way to substantiate this claim, but that's the word.
Oh, look at that. Find a location, United States. Keep going. I'll find
all right, you dig around.
Green River has a Tim Hortons.
Let's go. 5 hours both for each of us. We'll see you there.
Exactly.
Good sushi later. All right. So, Richard, it's good to have you on.
Thank you.
By the way, where'd you get the Me Thirsty nickname from?
Actually, from volunteering at an internet cafe at the IAAF World Championships in Athletics. It's a long story, but...
Wow. That's also a long acronym. What do they do there? What kind of sports are we talking about?
We had a international athletic event in Edmonton many years back, and I volunteered to supervise the internet cafe for the athletes there.
Oh, that's fantastic.
At the Athletes Village. Yeah. And
do you have to block any objectionable sites from the athletes or any of that stuff?
It was part of the things we had to do, yeah. Mm, but
all right. You got to watch out. Those shot putters are always looking at horse porn or whatever they do. Well, that's great. I don't want to malign the entire shot putting community, but those Canadians.
Right. Oh, yeah. They're mean, too.
Rough stuff. They'll throw giant balls at you, Brian, and they're heavy.
They will. Watch out.
All right. So speaking of throwing giant balls, let's get straight to the business at hand. Are you a Simpsons fan, number one?
Yes, I am.
Good. So am I. And we decided today that we would have three Simpsons questions. You have to answer them very quickly. You have 5 seconds per question to answer them. Ooh, okay. And if you get two or more correctly out of the three, you'll win. I'd probably over-explain that. You will win a surprise, what we call a small print / sticker pack from the Frog Pants store, which will come to you with a bunch of mystery stuff in it.
Awesome.
Yeah. Pretty excited about this one. So here you go. You ready? I'm going to give you your questions. Here you go.
You bet.
Number one, what did Homer buy Marge for her 34th birthday? Was it A? And these are multiple choice. You can choose from the following.
Oh, great.
So for her 34th birthday, did he get her a bowling ball, a tackle box, or pantyhose?
Bowling ball.
Bowling ball. That's number one. All right. Number two, for what did Homer get sent to a mental institution? Was it wearing a pink shirt? Was it imitating Michael Jackson? Or C,
intimidating him.
Yes. Or C, wetting his pants?
Imitating Michael Jackson.
All right. Number three. Here's the third question, and then we'll tell you how you did overall. What were the names of the Carneys who took over the Simpsons home? Was it A, Cooter and Spud? Was it B, Patches and Violet? Or was it C, Cletus and Brandine?
I think it's A.
Cooter and Spud?
Yeah, I think so.
All right, judges, how did he do?
Congratulations!
Nice!
You're a winner!
You got two out of three right. You got one wrong, which was what did Homer get sent to a mental institution for? You said imitating Michael Jackson. The correct answer was wearing a pink shirt.
Oh.
He did meet a guy who claimed to be Michael Jackson.
Yep. I remember that episode, yeah.
You remember the one where Marge went to prison? I don't remember what for, but Homer's last words to her before she went to the hookie. Is it just not the hookie? What do you call
the pokey?
Pokey, thank you.
The pokey. Or the hooscow.
That was hooscow and pokey together. Yes. Hookie, the hookie. he said, Marge, I'm going to miss you, and not just for the food prep. Or no, he goes, sorry, I screwed that up. He goes, Marge, I'm going to miss you, but not just for the sex, but for the food preparation.
Yes.
That's one of my favorite lines in the history of the show.
I want to say it was she went to jail because she inadvertently stole some cough syrup. She put it in her purse accidentally when she was at the shopping at the grocery store.
Quickie Mart, yeah.
At the Quickie Mart, right.
Yep,
got caught. Right, yeah, because Apu caught her.
You got red. All right.
So it was bourbon? That's right.
Was it bourbon? Oh, grandpa. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. You're right. Good stuff. Congratulations, man. Now, here's all you have to do. You need to send me a private message in the IRC chat there.
Okay.
And send me your address. I'll get that to the appropriate hands, and we will send you this prize package ASAP.
Great.
Thanks, and congratulations.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot. That was great.
And no problem.
Thanks for being here for so long, too.
Yeah,
it's great. This is a good time, and I come every year for this cover-thon, and it's just extra special to be in the Tadpool today for TMS, too.
That's great. Cool. Why don't you, and then send some of your Looney Toonies or whatever they're called our way for for research.
Send us some poutine.
Yeah, send us some poutine.
Tupperware full of poutine.
Poutoonies or something.
Poutoonies.
I love some good poutine. Mm. Mm-hmm. That's the one great Canadian
They have
export.
That at Buffalo Wild Wings now.
Oh, they
and you've
oh,
got those.
What? Are you
you've
kidding?
You've got those near you.
I don't only have one near me. I have one like 30 seconds drive east. I'm
really?
Going there today. Going there today.
Bring me your poutine. Put it directly into my mouth.
that was fun. Simpsons.
Yeah.
Right? That's always a good time.
Very good.
We're going to test some food, though.
Let's test some food, yeah.
So what do you got over there? You were going to have a mystery one. I'm dying to know what it is. What do you got?
I'll play the thing first.
While you reach in there. Hold on.
Are you hungry?
Oh,
are you hungry?
Watch a foodie.
Okay. What was that
sound? I
don't
get to see it.
Oh, that's Tina.
Oh, sorry.
No, it's all right. Because when I heard you first say it, I was like, what? I can't see it, but I can see it. Let me get in there real quick. I usually don't have his video up to preserve bandwidth, but I don't have to do that anymore, so I don't know why I do that. I got enough bandwidth now. Okay, there you are. I see. Wait, I got to play you. Oh, that should autoplay, but... Oh, no, I got to mute
you. Oh, that should autoplay.
Okay, we're good. All right, so I'm watching you. You're pulling something. You're doing something. You're aiming it at Tina.
Oh, it looks like chocolate.
Looks like it.
And in your hand... What is this? I can't read that. Oh, Wallaby Bites? Yeah, he does. He's the worst. He bites.
Aw, that's an Aussie thing. It better not be a wallaby, really.
What if it's wallaby poo?
May contain nuts and wallaby, is what it says on the...
Seriously? No. Oh. Like, that would be hard. They're so cute.
Yeah, don't eat wallaby poo. It's not good for you. All right, so yes, where'd you get those from?
Wallaby Bites from somebody in Australia.
Wow, that's great.
Milk, chocolate, fruit, and nut.
Are you going to eat it too, Brian?
I am going to eat it too. I'm just reading the bag.
All right. Okay. I think Tina's still worried that it might be full of water.
Does it really? May contain trace amounts of kangaroo.
Hey, it doesn't smell like that fish stuff, so.
Everything in that cabinet smells like that fish stuff.
I know.
Yeah. It stays in your clothes and your hair.
It's at the point where it might have to go to the garage if you guys don't eat the fish stuff soon.
I might actually want to eat it. I don't mind. That dried fish kind of stuff, I like it. No one wants to be near me for about a week, but I'd like it. It's good. Right. Okay, right. I'm eating the Menji Gummy Choco strawberry flavor because I never had these.
I think
Daryl ate these.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I'm a fan. I'm a fan of those. Mm. And I'm washing it down with a word I can't say, but I believe it's Taiwan Fanta. So look, see? So here's the can. And then that's hard to read, right? But on the back, there's a little logo that says Fanta. So I think this is just Fanta.
Gotcha. Yep.
Ooh.
Oh, these aren't bad at all. It's like mini granola bar.
But like with cranberry or something in it.
Right.
Weird.
It's good.
All right, Brian, you know all that green light that we saw
yesterday?
It's
got a fire flower. It's got the Super Mario fire flower on there, doesn't it, Scott?
Yeah, kind of, yeah. You know the... You know the all the green lightning and stuff that was in that episode of Star Trek we watched during the cover-thon yesterday? The liquid in this can is basically that. It's bright green. It's like a Romulan ale. Mm.
Awesome. It's like Surge?
Yeah, kind of. Very weird. I'm not sure I like it. All right.
Is it crazy that I'm amazed that episode we did a film sec was only yesterday.
It
feels like
weird,
three
right?
or 4 days ago.
Yeah. See, time is relative and it goofs you up if you've been up this entire
totally
time.
Totally does. Yeah.
I haven't really asked you, but how tired are you? Are you like ready to fall over or what?
No, I'm ready to sit down, but I can't.
Have you stood the entire time?
I've stood the entire time.
Great, merciful shite.
No.
That's amazing, dude. You probably lost 3 pounds just standing.
And I probably put it back on by eating wallaby bites and leftover turkey.
Right.
And half a fried carnitas burrito.
Oh, my gosh. That's not good. Don't do that ever.
Oh, so good.
Standing and eating like that?
So good. Oh, no. Well, I guess I did stand while I was eating. I leaned against the table.
I went to a Mexican place that was this little side show. Not side show, but like a side of the road kind of thing. And they had carnitas tacos. And I thought, oh, I'll get those. And I ate them, and before I was quite done, somebody said to me, oh, it's all cow head here. It's not.
It's all cow head?
It's all from the cabeza. And I was like, wait, what? And they're like, yeah, that's a big delicacy where they take a bunch of meat from around the head, and that's what that is.
Wow.
And I no longer go there now. I don't go there anymore.
Yeah, I'm sure.
You can't spring that on me, dude. You got to make it clear that this is a cow head taco. And you can't be messing around because that's disgusting. All right, it's time for the effing news. It's the news.
And it's brought to you by Finger Food at Thanksgiving, because if you can't eat things with your fingers, then what the hell good are you?
That's right. That's what we did. That went well, by the way. Go? I think it went really well. I think there were, again, no names here. Mm-hmm. There are a couple of people I think were just a little like,
Could it be? Would it be the same people as earlier?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was. I'm sorry to say. But it was. I thought it was great. Sarah and Kim did an awesome job. The only thing missing, they didn't do the stuffing balls that they were going to do because they wouldn't hold together in ball form. Mm-hmm. They fell apart. The rest of it was just, it was insane. These asparagus things were in phyllo dough were amazing. Oh my gosh.
Ooh, I'll bet.
Yeah.
We did the turkey brining thing where you brine the turkey overnight the night before you bake it.
Yeah.
And it was the juiciest, most moist turkey I've ever had. Like the white meat was as moist as the dark meat.
Wow. That's great. Mm-hmm. You're not even making me mind the fact that you're using the word moist a lot because I hate that.
I know. I do too. But it works. That's no other way to, I'm not going to call it wet meat. Yeah, it was wet.
That was some seriously wet meat.
Soggy. That was really good soggy turkey.
Yeah.
It was the best soggy turkey I've ever had.
Can I tell you one of my pet peeves though? It reminds me of this is people in their 60s and on who say, whose conversation with me is like this. Oh, hey, how you doing? Oh, I'm doing great. Aren't you glad we're having all this moisture right now? Aren't you glad we're having a little extra moisture?
Right.
I'm like, you could use a little extra moisture. So here's something in the news. Sony.
Yes.
Sony, the makers of televisions, electronic devices, and PlayStation 4s, has filed a patent for the smart wig. Japanese electronics companies filed a U.S. patent for a smart wig, which uses sensors to detect everything from your blood pressure to your brain waves. This wearable wig. Well, I hope it's wearable. Do you have to say that?
The unwearable wig. The wildly uncomfortable and misshapen wig.
That's the sequel to that Angry Inch movie. It's Hedwig and the unwearable wig. There you go.
Head Inch and the angry wig.
There you go. Why was that playing in BlizzCon? I still can't figure
that out. Yeah, I don't know.
Still kind of a mystery to me.
Because everyone loves Juliette Lewis.
I guess. Was she in that? She
not no, that. But the main guy when he's in drag looks like Juliette Lewis.
That's a good point. Yeah. I really liked you in From Dusk Till Dawn. The wearable wig could also be used in a number of practical ways, such as sopping up vomit, helping blind people navigate without any extra assistance, said Sony in its filing. I made the vomit part up, yes.
Okay. Yeah. I was really quickly scanning the headlines there to find sopping up vomit.
Yeah, I may have inserted that. Bluetooth and radio transceivers, according to the patent application. So basically, they're going kind of the Google Glass route without, you know, Google Glass for all of its, first of all, it's a terrible name and they need to change it because I don't want to say Google. It sounds like you're going Google Glass.
Right.
Where's my goo-goo glass?
It sounds like Jan Brady just made it up on the spot.
Yes, it does, doesn't it?
What's your new invention going to be called? Google?
Google Glass.
Google Glass.
I don't like saying it. So they're going to change that. But it's like they took that idea, but they wanted to make it a little less like on your face and obnoxious, annoying, you know, obvious. It's the thing that's sort of hidden and not, you know, part of your face. And I think that's good. Although, if it has spying technologies and things like cameras and stuff, well, then I'm nervous being around people who perhaps are wearing the wig. So I don't know how to feel about that.
I don't know. It seems...
How would you feel about that? How would you like if you walked up to a dude who you didn't know this, but he's wearing a hair piece that was filming you and you didn't know?
The whole thing seems ridiculous. And it seems like one of these things that they're devoting time and money to that will never, ever become a thing.
There's no practicality to it?
There's not going to be any practicality.
All right. I think you're right.
Because it's too expensive to be the one thing that you need a wig to be, which is easily changeable.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, people who wear wigs like to wear different kinds of wigs, and they're not going to spend umpteen dollars on multiple Bluetooth Wi-Fi smart wigs.
Right. Right. Assuming they even have the style they want.
Right. Exactly. Now, you know, if it's the Beverly Crusher, it's the red one that she apparently wore for 90% of TNG.
Yeah. I'm still not sure about those numbers. I'm calling Randy out on that one. I'm not sure if she wore a wig in every single episode of TNG.
Show me the proof.
Give me some proof on that. Because I don't think it looks very much like a wig. There may be an extension or something, but
right.
I think that stuff's on her head. Yeah. I was going to say, my mom wears a wig. And when I was growing up, she wore one for style. Because back then, in like this late 70s, that's a thing you did. You wore a wig because that would augment whatever. That was an acceptable thing to do. Today, you do it because your hair's falling out.
Right, or it's not the color you want, or...
Yeah, so I don't know how it looks under there right now. I haven't seen it in a long time. But I'm sure it's not pretty. Michael Jackson estate rips Conrad Murray. That was the doc. Remember Michael Jackson's doctor?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Ripping him over his penis-holding claims. I love how that's written.
Nice. Oh, very good. Yeah.
The Michael Jackson estate has just about enough, or has had about enough of Dr. Conrad Murray running
holding
his mouth.
10 yards.
Exactly. Talking about things like how he used to hold MJ's wiener every night. And now is demanding he shut up once and for all or face a lawsuit. MJ estate lawyer Howard Weitzman fired off a cease and desist letter to Murray earlier this week saying, "Your recent comments to the media about Mr. Jackson's medical treatment and ultimate death shamefully violate the physician-patient privilege under California law," which is actually, I think, true. He calls Murray a coward, in all caps, for attempting to use the word or the media to defend himself instead of testifying in court during his manslaughter trial. Says if he keeps talking, they'll file suit. They'll get him in all kinds of trouble. This is the report, though. Murray has been babbling his big mouth all over the place, telling reporters all sorts of sordid details about MJ, like how the singer couldn't hold in his pee while he was sleeping and how he would hold MJ's unit every night.
Really?
Yeah, just grab on and go, just I got it, Michael.
Pinching it shut.
Will you hold my wiener? Why, yes, I will. Every night. There's something not right about this story.
Oh, there's a lot not right about this story.
But I mean, like, even just the facts here. I'm not sure.
I sometimes have an uncontrollable bowel movement, too.
You hold my anus, please. Please hold my anus.
What are you doing with your thumb? Is that available?
Is that okay? Yes, this is how you do it. This is the medically sound way of stopping people from incontinence, is putting my thumb up your butt every night.
Right.
That's where the problem with the story is.
Could you
me.
Do something like that? Depends.
See? That's pretty good. So anyway, that's going on in the news.
Wow.
Let's jump to something far more interesting. Like our sponsors, HelloFresh at HelloFresh.com. HelloFresh.com.
HelloFresh.
Making cooking fun again, folks. Every week, their chefs create delicious recipes. You pick what you like, and they send you all the exact farm fresh ingredients. They come straight to your freaking door, and they give you everything you need to make these meals. They're like healthy as hell and maybe take less than 30 minutes, 30 minutes or less to make. All you got to do is visit HelloFresh.com and check it out. They deliver to you. Also, they are going to be available. They're available now, I should say, in the UK, Netherlands, Germany, Australia. We have so many listeners in these other parts of the world that I think you guys should know that this isn't just here. This isn't just a U.S. thing. You guys can take advantage of it as well. So in the UK, Netherlands, Germany, and Australia, the discount is valid for you guys as well. In fact, they told me there at HelloFresh they've got a colleague in Germany who's a big fan of the show.
And, very cool.
Yeah, so I don't know his name, but hello, German fan. We will no longer make fun of the Germans on this episode.
No. His name's maybe Dieter.
Your name is Dieter?
Gunner. Gunner.
I love Gunner as a name. Gunner's a great
name. Yeah, totally great name.
It's a terrible job in the Army, though. Don't want to be a gunner. If I learned anything from Amazing Stories, it was if you're in that bubble thing, it's a bad job.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because sometimes they have to land. And when the landing gear does not come down,
you better be a cartoonist in there. Yeah,
that's right.
Better be a guy with a sketchbook or you're screwed.
That was the best. I totally remember that episode.
It was great. Did you know that Kiefer Sutherland and, Waterworld man. What's wrong with my brain? Kevin Costner were both in that episode.
Oh, really? I did not know that.
Costner was the captain and Kiefer was the radio dude.
Wow.
And there were some other guys, too, but...
Very much like the there was a movie, Memphis Belle, similar situation.
Yes, kind of the same idea, right?
But it was Harry Connick Jr. stuck in the bubble.
Mm-hmm. He sure was in the bubble. anyway, here's the code you want to use. We want to get you 50% off your first time use of the site. That's first time customers get a 50% off deal at HelloFresh.com. Just use the code MorningStream50. That's MorningStream50. Try it. I mean, just once even. Just see what you think. I have a feeling you'll get hooked. And saving you money is a good deal. So 50% off. That's MorningStream50 at HelloFresh.com. Go check it out today. You'll be glad you did.
Chairman J. Parnell Thomas of New Jersey opens an inquiry into possible communist penetration of the Hollywood film industry.
Hey, it's Celebrity Poopin' is brought to you by...
6 different kinds of pie on a Thursday.
Yeah. We did have 6 different kinds.
Wow.
It was all good, though.
Pecan, pumpkin,
yep. We had blueberry cream, which was really good. Didn't expect that. My sister-in-law made something. I forgot what she called it. but it was like a custardy, bready thing. Almost like a bread pudding, but in pie form. It's okay. Fantastic. Oh my gosh, I could have eaten that all day. Pumpkin. Oh gosh, what else? Some other berry one, blackberry something something. No rhubarb, so I dodged that bullet. I can't remember what else. I think that was it. I like pie. Pie's good.
We had three. We had three different kinds of pie.
Are you a pie man or a cake man?
It really depends on the pie or the cake. Okay. Like, I really love a good pumpkin pie.
Yeah.
I also like, you know, Black Forest cake, which I guess is kind of pie-like.
It is, but
it's not
so
really cake.
Good.
Yeah.
You're killing me. That Black Forest cherry cake. Mm.
Yes, that's the one. So Sara good. Lee.
Look at her pie.
Oh, look at her pie. Yeah,
is that live audio from your Thanksgiving?
Yeah, that was us at the table. You heard this.
Look at her pie.
And then an hour later.
I think I'm going to be sick.
All right.
Nice.
All right.
You will not be invited back.
No. Well, they made a lot of fried chicken for the family.
I've served a lot of fried chicken to my family.
There you go. Lady Gaga in the news. Mm-hmm. She had that Muppet special.
Yes.
The Kermit and the whatnot.
Miss Piggy.
It was a ratings bomb. A turkey, they call it in this article.
Wow.
Lady Gaga's holiday special failed to generate much applause at all. The art pop singers. Oh, pretty good, right?
Applause, applause.
Singers' Thanksgiving special with the Muppets disappointed in the ratings on Thursday night. ABC's 90-minute Lady Gaga and the Muppets Holiday Spectacular. That's the title.
Mm-hmm.
Had only 3.6 million.
Right.
Yeah. 3.6 million viewers and a 0.9 rating among adults 18 to 49 at 9:30 p.m. That's considerably less than ABC's 8 p.m. annual repeat of the 40-year-old holiday special at Charlie Brown Thanksgiving, which had 5.3 million and 1.6 in the demo.
Wow.
That's a big drop.
That is, yeah.
That must
be. We saw probably, what, the last 7 or 8 minutes of it?
Yeah. I didn't see
it. I can't remember. We were watching something else and we flipped over and it was just ending and eh.
Yeah. Meh.
Yeah.
People love the Muppets, but come on, man. Does it need to be Gaga anyway? Come on. Here's what I would say. I would say this is my other frustrating thing about Thanksgiving. For whatever reason, my wife's side of the family are just not, some of us are, but the factions who control the remote are not football fans, really. So they wanted to watch that Best in Show dog thing on channel What's
the Westminster Kennel Club.
Yeah. And all I do during those things is wish one of the dogs would poo while they're out.
Yeah, totally. Around. Yeah.
It's like, let's let this dog be a real dog here for a minute.
Just start doing the scoots, the butt scoots across the floor.
I would love that. Oh, my gosh. That would be so great because you're out automatically after that, right? You're not
right,
even,
exactly.
You're out of competition. But that never happened. It was boring as all hell and back. And then they're repeating the parade again. And if there's anything I love, Brian, it's a parade. Oh, wait, it's opposite day, right? I can say things. and then no football. I'm like, guys, football. What are we doing here?
Yeah,
let's watch the damn football. There's so many games on. It's not like one game going on. There's many games. And there was a couple of us who were like, oh, where's the football? But that happens at that side of the family. Other side, football's on all day, all the time.
Be careful. Don't say anything about
the I'm not dropping
the
names.
Football.
Not dropping. Oh, you mean about.
No, I'm saying don't say any scores.
Oh, yeah. We got in trouble for that. Guy's all ticked that we mentioned
right.
Green Bay.
I don't think he's as ticked as he sounded as it was made out to be.
Well, Twitter's hard to tell, you know.
But I think it kind of blew out of proportion.
Yeah, I think you're right. Anyway, Gaga. This will be on DVD at some point.
Sure.
So, a very. Sorry.
Free download on iTunes.
Did you know she had another one called A Very Gaga Thanksgiving, which was 2 years ago?
What?
Yeah.
Really?
That has 78% higher rating.
A Very Gaga Thanksgiving?
Yeah.
So was it? I can't even imagine what this thing would be.
It was just her. I don't know.
Let me show you an exciting new recipe for stuffing.
Yeah.
And it's wrapped in meat in an egg.
And it's in my bum. That's where the stuffing is.
My body cavity.
Let's see. The writer on EU.com said Gaga and Kermit have zero chemistry, which featured her performing Christmas classics with Muppet favorites, along with guests such as Elton John, Joseph Gordon-Levitt, and RuPaul. So RuPaul still a threat.
Oh yeah, the little bit that we saw had Miss Piggy doing Santa Baby in front of a like a vocal a cappella group, like a Boys to Men kind of style thing. And no good.
Crappy.
It felt just forced and sad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think your TV Muppets work without Henson on board.
I think so. I don't know what it is. I don't know what the spark, that little magic ingredient that you need.
Yeah. And he had that. I don't think they've had the movie. Some of the movies have had it since, but that's different. Mm-hmm. That's a controlled environment. It's less, I don't know, it's less of a thing
right.
to do. Well, I don't know. It's just a different thing. And I think you can get away with it there. And some of those movies were pretty bad, but some of them are awesome. Christmas Carol's great. What else is good? I thought the recent one was good. So they have, you know, they can do their thing, but if they're going to do TV, I feel like they got the wrong people in charge.
Yeah.
And Gaga, why? What for? Well, who's that helping?
Who else, though? I mean, you know, Miley Cyrus. I think that bridge is burned.
That bird is burned, too.
That bridge is burned. That bridge is twerked, man.
Catching fire and twerk. Oh, Thanksgiving twerky. I've heard that joke a bunch of times. Have you heard about this?
Yeah.
You heard about this?
No, I have not, but yeah, I'm sure. Now that you say it.
How was your Thanksgiving twerky at the Miley Cyrus's house? Catching Fire and Frozen set to smash records this weekend. Both The Hunger Games, Catching Fire, and Disney's Frozen, which my kids loved. They were raving about it.
Yeah, a lot of people are loving that. It's getting great reviews.
Doing really well, which is nice. A non-Pixar, straight-up Disney 3D animated thing actually getting that good of reviews is kind of rare. So that's awesome. They're thriving in the box office so much so that the films are on track to break records and achieve the two best Thanksgiving five-day weekends of all time. Catching Fire earned 20.7 million on Wednesday alone and 14.9 on Thursday. That's 35.6 million haul. That's just those 2 days. That's not this weekend that isn't even finished
yet.
That's
crazy. Yeah, so they think Thanksgiving weekend is
they're
huge.
Saying like 100 to 105 million over the 5 day thing. That's crazy.
Yeah.
This will handily beat Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Bone, which did 82.4 million gross over the same period in 2001. Remarkably catching. Did I say bone? I meant stone.
What? Yeah, maybe.
I do this. It's like Shaving Ryan's Privates. I can't actually say Saving Private Ryan anymore. Let's see. Hunger Game will have earned $290 million just after 10 days of release. It keeps up this pace. It will easily outdo the original Hunger Games, or as I like to call it, HG, which did $408 million domestic total. Still not enough to help me win last year's summer movie draft.
Oh, you had that one?
Yep. It did well, but it just put me just under what I needed to be for
that's too bad.
Avengers, Tom, or whoever won. I can't remember. Miley Cyrus, also in the news. Back to Miley Cyrus here.
Mm-hmm.
Twerking her way into our hearts. She has a beard now. And the headline is Miley Cyrus's beard ruins Thanksgiving. Yeah, click that article. I just wanted you to see this photo. She's got quite a bit of facial hair there. Now, we all have a little bit protective like people hair. We all have that.
Exactly.
Even the ladies do. In fact, I think that fuzz is kind of cute in some ways, but down low there, look at that.
She's, I think that's it's probably the same as other women have, but the problem is it's dark. It's it's more prominent. Usually it's really fine blonde hairs and you don't see it, but
She hides it with her tongue. It distracts from it. Usually. When that thing's flapping around like Jabba the Hutt.
Right, exactly.
Crack. Anyway, there's
too
that.
Too much moisture.
That's a thing. I think I'll put that in the chat room. So y'all can see it. Take a look at that there face right there.
Look at there, Miley Cyrus and her beard.
That's really weird. I don't know. During the fourth season of Breaking Bad, we thought about having a lady with a beard on her. Tweaked Audio sponsoring the show. 5 great styles, 7 great colors, all designed to sound great. Hey, check it out. It's still time before the big holiday. Black Friday may be over, but it doesn't matter. We can still save you a bunch of money at tweakedaudio.com for some earbuds for this holiday season. Great stocking stuffers for those who are Christmasly inclined. You can use the code STREAM at checkout for 33% off at your favorite place to get new earbuds, and that's at tweakedaudio.com. Check them out today. All right, Brian, I think we should take a break and play a song. Not that you played any songs over the last 22 hours.
I'm done. I've run out of music. Great. I used up all of my music.
Your
There's nothing
left. Library. You got me completely hooked yesterday on, let's see, where did I put these guys? On Hailstorms and that Reanimate 2.0 cover album.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
And that's their second one. There's a first one called Reanimate.
Is it good?
So pick that one up, too. Yeah, they're both really good.
I love this version of
Get Lucky.
Yeah, the Get Lucky song is so good. And they got Shoot to Thrill on there. Hell is for Children, one of my favorite all-time like metal goth song.
Benatar, yep.
So good. And they do Gold Dust Woman. Mm-hmm. Which is
a really good version of that.
It's
too
amazing. Edgy. It's really well done. The only one in here that I think is so, I feel like they put their stamp on all these, like, to make it uniquely their sound, except for Shoot to Thrill. It's basically just the AC/DC version straight up.
Like, really?
They don't really vary. It's her singing, but other than that, it's like straight up that song. But anyway, it's good. It's really good. So thanks for that. You got something new for me today?
What are you playing? I do. Yes. So this is going out. Excuse me, to Tim from Baltimore. He says, hey, Brian, I'd like to make a request for any time between Thanksgiving and Christmas when all that is played on the radio is a 12-song Christmas music playlist on repeat. To relieve us all from this madness, I'm requesting one of the best Christmas song covers ever, Korn's Kidnap the Santa Claus from Nightmare Revisited. Happy holidays, Tim from Baltimore.
Oh, that's the song from, I know this one.
Yeah,
from the movie.
Kidnap the Sandy Claus, put him in a box.
Yes.
Something, something, which was, something. Cannot find my socks.
Right?
Right, yeah.
Okay.
Which I think was Danny Elfman, Paul Rubens, and Catherine O'Hara.
Correct.
Sung in the...
I forgot that was Catherine O'Hara, but you're right. Yeah. It's totally her.
Yeah. Yep. Lock, Stock, and Barrel.
Yep.
Or no, Lock, Shock, and Barrel?
Lock, Shock, and Barrel, yes.
Lock, Shock, and Barrel.
Yes. Right? Yes.
I think that's right, yeah.
Yeah, I think you're right. What a good movie.
It was such a great movie. Yeah. So let's play that request. This is Korn. It's from the Nightmare Revisited CD that came out. When was that? I actually have it in my notes here. It came out in 2008 and doesn't seem that long ago. Here's Korn and Kidnap the Santa Claus.
Nasty trap and wait. When he comes a sniffing, we will snap the trap and close the gate.
Wait, I've got a better plan. The catch is big red lobster man. Let's pop him in a pudding pot, and when he's done, we'll butter him up.
Kidding him to Santa Claus, throw him in a box, bury him for 90 years, then say him they talk.
We'll be right back.
No. No. No, no, no. No, I don't like it. No. I don't like it. Yes. It's fantastic. It's just fantastic. Yes, they're beautiful. Yes, I love them.
Socialites, the choosy woman's choice.
Flop around like a marionette.
From the 2010 Best of Booty Collection, this is The Morning Stream.
And we're back. We're back. Oh, corn.
You know, we have a very balanced audience. I was commenting on this in the tadpole. There's half the tadpole is like, oh, this is great. You guys should play more music like this. Mm-hmm. And then there's the other half that's like, let me know when it's over. I'm going to go ahead and mute.
I'm muted, so I want to know when they come back and talk some more. Yeah.
Right, yeah.
I like the juxtaposition of right. songs that you think of as kind of like from a kids movie. Whatever, yeah. And then having somebody like this do it. And to me, it's like This Is Halloween by
Marilyn Manson.
I think that's awesome. Holy crap.
That's a great one. I have a congratulations to show out send out. Jeez.
Shell out. You're going to shell one out.
I'm just going to shell one out. I have some congratulations to shout out to Kurt H.
All right.
From Bench Grove, Indiana. You have won the first hour prize on TMS, Woo! Which is a Geek Girl hat custom made. So congratulations. If you are in the tadpole, send me a quick PM and I will, get your information to Geek Girl, but basically go to her Etsy shop, which you'll find at Tina. What is it? Is it,
what?
Geek Girl's Etsy shop.
Oh,
wake up. Come on. Wake up.
I know.
How's that song go?
You didn't tell me.
Wake up.
If she's around, she'll put it up there. Shoot.
She will. Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Oh, it's J.H. Crafter.
That's right. Oh, J.H. Crafter.
I even knew this.
On Etsy. Yes. Yeah,
that's great.
And pick a hat, and then I'll let her know that you're the winner of the prize this hour.
Congratulations. You're a winner.
You're a winner.
Good job, everybody. All right. Let's. I'm going to do something real quick before we bring in. I think Bill's around. So we're going to add Bill Duran to the proceedings here. But before I do that, a mashup. Freakish Lemon sent us a little bit of a Thanksgiving treat here.
Yay!
Yeah, it's been a while, so a minute
it's
11.
It's a Thanksgiving miracle.
It is. So sit back and enjoy a look back at episodes 318 through 327, which seems like ages ago now because we're 515 or something. So here it is. Check it out. We'll be right back.
News is brought to you by Turn Up the Trivia, which you can find at turnupthetrivia.blogspot. Blogspot?
Blogspot.
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 Terry Graham, a mother of two, couldn't resist breeding... Or what?
Well, my hole is all clogged up, so I can't suck the coffee through it.
There's a forklift in his bum.
Yeah, it's just that stuff that happens to chocolate.
Yeah, when it's mass-produced.
Yeah.
Made by a warehouse full of gibbons. It looks like a tongue or a exposed animal penis.
Romney's going to come into office. He's going to make everybody get Mormon. And then he's going to freaking set fire to the goat and let it run around the White House or whatever.
You know, that little butt, I could just chew that part off and eat that.
Yeah, season one
of Seinfeld isn't hold up very well.
Again, context is everything. I have no idea.
Yeah, what, totally.
What any of that was.
And, no. Do you remember what they were doing?
I do not remember that at all. I really don't. I wish I remember more of these things.
No, neither do I. I'm trying to figure out. That's hilarious.
It's very weird. I don't know what's happening. But I do know that what's happening next may surprise all of you. Or maybe not, because I think we said on Wednesday. But hey! Check it out! Set a spell. It's Bill Duran. Hi, Bill.
Yeehaw!
Yeehaw's right, man.
I was waiting
man.
For it at the end, yeah.
How are you, brother?
I am, recouping from having...
gorged myself a day and a half ago.
So how'd that go for you as a man focused on his fitness and his lifestyle, and then to be presented with a plate full of carbs like the world has never known? What do you do in a situation like that? Do you just indulge and then work out hard later, or what do you do?
That's exactly what I do. Mm. I indulged.
Okay.
Although the overeating wasn't as much of a factor as the beer consumption for me, at least.
Oh, wow. So, Wayne, is beer a big holiday tradition for folks on Thanksgiving?
Maybe just my friends and I.
Oh.
All of our families live on the East Coast, so we all get together. None of us have kids, and we just party.
Oh, man. That sounds kind of fun.
It is a lot of fun. I cooked a turkey. Yeah. I brined my turkey.
Yay!
It was delicious and moist.
Mm, that's great. Lots of moisture. Mm-hmm. Did you have... you don't have a small table for people, for all the sad people to sit at? Or did you all sit at the same table?
Oh, the kids' table?
Yeah.
It's one big kids' table. Okay, that's really great. What it is.
That's fantastic.
Yeah. None of us can be trusted.
So you did the... Are you the primary maker of the meal and all that?
Everyone took a piece. So I was the bird guy. Mm. Took care of the bird. So
that's great.
And then someone else said, our buddy of ours, who's also sort of into the fitness and stuff, but he went way over the top. He made the stuffing by cooking up a bunch of bacon, and then instead of using butter in the recipe for the stuffing,
oh no,
he used the bacon fat.
Yeah.
And then he cut up the bacon and he put that in the bacon fat stuffing.
This is an old camping trick. Yum. So if you wanted, like we would go camping, and a common thing was somebody would use the bacon grease to then cook eggs or mm-hmm. to cook something else and kind of act as the pan grease or whatever.
Yep.
And I remember one time very specifically went with a bunch of friends. This is early in my marriage. I don't think I had kids yet. And we went camping overnight, and somebody made that. Somebody did bacon, and then they made eggs in the bacon grease. And we had this hippie douchebag with us who heard tale of this and immediately packed up all his shite, put it in a truck, and drove off. He was so mad. To this day, I don't know why he was so mad, but whatever. He was all sorts of pissed.
You're reusing. You're recycling.
Exactly. Yeah. We were probably clogging our arteries, but who cared? We were friends, and we were having fun, and you only live once, so come on.
Think of the pigs.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, that sounds lovely, man.
Culminated at the end of the night. It was about 1:30 in the morning. We were watching The Prestige for some reason.
Love that movie.
And my friend and I were both eating bacon stuffing by hand.
Wait, you say Prestige, you mean you watch the Batman versus Wolverine movie,
Batman
right?
versus Wolverine.
With Black Widow.
Widow in there is just an ancillary character. That's fantastic. So you sat and ate that. That doesn't seem good at all. Like, I understand gorging. I understand gorging at the table, but when the day ends with you guys watching a pretty good Christopher Nolan movie while you're feeding yourselves bacon, fat, disgusting, whatever, that seems way against your plan to me.
Oh, yeah. But, bouncing back.
Good. What have you done since? Have you done anything since to, like, shed those pounds?
I have a lot of leftover turkey. Yeah. Like, it's ridiculous. If you go buy a 22-pound bird, you can carve up half of that bird and feed 8 people and still have half a bird left.
Yep.
So I have just 2 giant plates of turkey meat up in my fridge right now, and I will be working through that.
That's great.
For the foreseeable future.
I love turkey meat.
Exactly. Yeah. And it's one of the healthier meats.
It is. It really is.
Eat. Yeah.
Why? So now,
but the way they raise those things, though, let me just throw a little wrench in your chains here, a little stick in your spokes, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
They all live within like a centimeter of each other.
Yep,
that's right. I said centimeter. Canada and UK. You guys can just F off. I used your weird space measurement. That's fine. but no, they there's no free range. It's as proximus as possible. They're all pooping on each other. It's just a giant urine fest. And when they're finally done, they just put them on a conveyor belt, chop off their heads, and then straight to your dinner table. That bother you at all? Any concerns about that?
Listen, Spurlock.
You're going to pack up your stuff and drive off in your truck there, hippie man?
Yeah, exactly.
Good point.
I don't know. It doesn't make them taste
any worse.
Look at
the pot calling the kettle hippie.
That's a good point. Nice Spurlock reference, Brian. That was pretty good.
Thanks. Very nice. Yeah.
I have 30 days to show you how terrible this is.
Yes, go.
That's great. Well,
now, are you guys a dark meat or white meat fans?
Dark meat.
Yeah.
I used to be, dark meat prefer, but with this brine turkey, man, the white meat was just as good as the dark, and it made me feel better when I was eating. It was like, I'm eating the healthier meat. Yeah. Look at me.
Turkey races.
So I'll have a double helping.
I like them both. I'm not really complaining.
There are benefits to eating both too, because while the dark meat is slightly more calorie rich, the fat content in it is more unsaturated fats than saturated fats. So the good fats.
Yeah. What's the word? There's another word for them. Something fats. Trans fat, not trans fat. That's bad. You don't want trans fat.
Yeah.
I forget. Whatever it is.
Trans, poly, unsaturated.
Polymorph. turn it into a sheep fat. Got it.
And and there are more B vitamins in the dark meat and stuff. So while there is less fat and less calories in white meat, there are more nutrients in the dark meat. Mm. So have a little of both.
Mm. There we go.
They're both good.
I like a good turkey drumstick too.
Yeah.
Except that's once you get the meat off, it's like a porcupine in there. It's like you're opening an umbrella without any webbing between the spokes.
Although I had a friend who went to Disneyland. You know how you can buy those there and walk around with them. He got the worst food poisoning of his entire life from eating one of those things.
Really?
Yeah, you got to be careful.
Sleeping Beauty.
Yeah, don't eat public legs of turkey. Eat your one you make yourself.
Eat your private legs of turkey.
I'm definitely a turkey leg guy. Since I was cutting up the turkey, the first thing I did was I sawed off one of those drumsticks. I put it on my plate.
Yep.
Like, this one is mine, and the rest of you can fight over the other one.
That's a good idea. That just always happens.
I guess the obvious joke too, when Chinbeard is making the Thanksgiving dinner, is what did you carve the turkey out of?
I used a knife,
like a resin mold, and a
that'd be awesome. I used a big resin axe that I carried around at DragonCon.
Well, no, I was meaning like, what did he carve it out of? What did he craft?
Oh,
what?
What is the carcass?
I like to use a an expanding foam, a 2-part polyurethane expanding.
That's
foam.
That's where I was going. Yeah. Thank you.
And a Dremel.
If you hold it up vertically, it looks like Majora's Mask from Zelda in the 1990s. It's fantastic.
Yeah, I put some LEDs in there. It lights up. Ground effects going on our turkey.
That's great.
I'll spell out the jokes a little bit better for you next time.
You send those in self-addressed stamped envelopes, please, ahead of time. We'd really appreciate
that. A transcript of the joke you just heard.
That'd be great. Yeah. Well, none of this sounds very fitness oriented, other than turkey's a better meat for you. Do you have any tips for somebody who just came off of a giant feast like this, and how they should get back into their routine and not let this take them over?
Yeah, just slowly get back into it. And if you could pick one part of your fitness routine to sort of hang on to, like, for example, me, I walk on my treadmill, just do that. And even if you're just like, I'll just walk half an hour every day this weekend to sort of get back into it. That's what I'm going to do.
Do you guys celebrate the Christmas or the Thanksgiving poo like I do?
Do you celebrate that? I don't know if I would say I celebrate.
Right. Maybe celebrate is not the exact word.
Well, we call it Brown Friday, and it's usually between the hours of 8 a.m. and 12 noon.
Everyone gets their own plunger.
Gather around, everyone. It's time for the Thanksgiving poo. Well, great. Very cool. I'm so glad we got you on this week, even though we had Tuesday.
Totally.
And we're hoping...
Well, I've been doing the push-ups, the evil Russian push-up routine.
Oh gosh!
Ooh. Although I did skip it the last 2 days. I'm going to get back into it though. I think I'm going to start
the app, right?
No. The app is the 100 push-ups.
I'm
doing the evil Russian 2-week push-up routine,
which is bad.
That's a lot more push-ups.
Yeah.
Push-ups do you?
Yeah.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah, he's training to become the next Black Swan ballerina.
Working on my splits, Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Yeah. Now I don't want to say. Well, do you have any? Okay. Let me put it this way. When I see you at Nerdtacular 2014, What will the shape builder Ann be in then? How buff will you be? How ripped will you be?
I don't know, but my twin brother is living out here now, and he's really motivated to get super buff, so
that you guys can look the same.
No. He's in fairly good shape, too. Yeah. Although I did beat him arm wrestling at about midnight on Thanksgiving.
Wow, that's pretty good. That went down.
Thanksgiving does kind of turn into a feats of strength thing for the Durans.
That's great.
he'll be around to motivate me and vice versa to get super buff. So
when you guys square off, is it okay that I think of you as Duran Duran? Is that all right?
I'm sure
you've never heard that your entire life with a twin.
Never.
So here's the thing I just thought of. I don't think I've ever seen a pair of twins where they didn't look like each other. And what I mean by that is I've never seen like a skinny twin and a fat twin ever.
Oh yeah.
That's interesting, right? Do you think there's some weird thing that makes them stay the same as each other? Like some kind of, I don't know.
You just don't recognize the ones that are different.
I'll go find a picture from about circa 2005 that will be a skinny Rob and a fat Bill.
Oh,
and
please do. Can you do that? Dig that up.
Yeah, I'm working on it.
I would love to see that. Good job, Rob, for carrying the torch while Bill was fat in 2005.
Yep.
All right. Anything else going on before we put you to the wolves?
I'll tell you what. I am selling stuff on my website right now. Like, everyone's got their deals, their Fridays, and their Cyber Mondays and everything.
Mm-hmm.
I have a little guidebook I wrote to make props. It's called A Beginner's Guide to Making Mind-Blowing Props. And it's usually $5, but now it's only $3.
What?
Yeah.
Whoa. That's less than a latte at Starbucks.
I know. That's up on punishprops.com in the little shop section I've got. And I also have all of my blueprint files. Whenever I make a prop, I draw up a blueprint, and then I'll sell that blueprint on my website. Again, it's like $5 for one of those.
Sheesh.
Well, those are all half off with the code BADCLUTCH because the clutch on my car died, and I need to replace it.
I love that
your code is the subject of the thing you need the money for. That's great.
Yes, exactly.
That's awesome, man.
So on Coverville this week, you can actually get the discounted albums. The code is MOREBOOZE.
Oh, MOREBOOZE. Great. Fantastic. Nice. Bill, pleasure is ours, as always.
Uh-huh.
Go get yourself into some trouble, and let's talk again real soon.
Okie doke.
Like next Tuesday. Yeah. Next Tuesday, I said. I don't know why I said next Tuesday. Next Tuesday. I'm like Brian. It's like I don't have sleep.
Next Tuesday. Yes.
It's next Tuesday, everyone. All right. Let's see if Jerry's around. I don't even know. What if he's not? I want him to be so bad. Was he already on the show?
He was. Yeah. He came on yesterday afternoon.
Oh, man.
We talked about Go Home Santa.
Let's get some double dose going then.
Yes.
I'm down with that. Ben-a-ben-a.
Jury leftovers is what we're having today.
We're getting the dark meat, if you know what I'm saying.
That's right.
I don't know what that means.
I don't either. But
well, he's of indiscriminate race or whatever we always like to say to give him a hard time. Yes. Oh, here he is. And
these are their stories.
I'm terrible with names.
I'm not terrible with names. It's Justin Robert Young on the line. Hi.
Hi, friends.
Hello.
Hello.
Santa Go Home's own Justin Robert Young, which is...
Wow, that one couldn't have gone worse.
Yeah, that was a little bit bad. Although I know about 12 Brian's.
Go Home Santa by Justin Robert Young. Go, Santa Go Home Santa, by Brian
get,
Justin.
Yeah, Justin, get the hell out of santasyard.com from Russia with love. All right, fantastic. Justin, it's great to have you on. You know, here's the deal. You were on yesterday. So you really are the leftovers of this holiday on the show.
Really? No, I know. Yeah, no, I am. I am the unloved, arm ripped off Furby left in the back of the Toys R Us after Black Friday in 1998.
Oh. Yeah, those were the days. Don't you feel like that's not so much a people want that to be a problem now? But I don't think the unruliness is as big of a problem as it used to be.
I don't know, dude. Have you seen those Walmart YouTube videos?
Are they new or are they old ones?
No, like from Friday.
Oh,
like,
no. Tell me more. I would love to see this.
It's buck wild in these streets, man.
Wow.
Like it's a freak show.
But it's like Florida, right? Just Florida.
No, this is all over the place. This is Long Island, Texas, Colorado. There is no borders to the lunacy of Walmart.
Oh, wow. Girls fighting for a 23-inch TV. Thanksgiving at Walmart. Cops lay down the law. Wow. Yeah. Okay. Fine. There are a bunch of these, and this is kind of shocking. Oh my gosh.
There's some violence. This is like, remember bum fights? It was like, oh my God, look at bum fights. Yeah. Like, this is happening now with people with money. Yeah. People with money are fighting like the bums fought in the 90s.
Wow. Someone just gave us a website. This comes to us from Kanashukatoki, who gave us a website called BlackFridayDeathCount.com.
Yeah, yeah.
There have been 7 deaths and 88 injuries, and this goes back as far as 2006. Boy, I'm really happy that the very first one is in 2006. There's an article in the Salt Lake Tribune about...
Hey!
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Utah Connection!
Yeah, Utah Connection to be proud of there. Wow, there's some rough business in... Okay, you know what? I have been woefully naive about this. There are more of these incidents in 2013 than any other since 2006.
Well, part of it is YouTube.
Yeah.
You know, like, as kind of multimedia, I mean, really it's the internet, because as multimedia has expanded and now stores just don't have a stranglehold on things. So it's not like, you know, I'd be curious to see like when like the doorbuster quote unquote thing became the norm, because yeah. I don't remember when I was a kid, it always being a midnight thing. It was like, oh, better wake up early at 6 a.m. when maybe they open it a couple hours early, as opposed to doing a whole nother shift. But I kind of feel like online shopping just sort of changed the game, where, you know, they have to compete with you know, just going on Amazon and doing all your Christmas shopping and like the quote unquote Cyber Monday deals. Which, is there anything that has aged worse than the term cyber?
No, it's terrible.
So true. If information superhighway.
Yeah, it may as well be that. We call it information major superhighway Monday, and I would hate it just as much.
It's like
WWW Monday.
Now it sounds like something that if you were to, you know, those like villagers in like South America that have never seen, you know, they have like pictures of.
Right.
If they came here and understood what our traditions were, they'd be like, ah, yes, Cyber Monday.
Yes, right. Exactly. There's also, so one of these in 2013 is this reference. Teen returning home from Black Friday shopping, fell asleep at the wheel, killed in the wreckage. Mm. I don't know if you count that one, do you?
Well, I mean, this is what happened.
Would they have been out were it not?
Well,
Black Friday?
Good point.
Well,
but
also,
yeah, I thought like, it was all tramplings and shootings and things, but maybe not.
Black Friday probably didn't make them drink that fifth of whiskey in line, you know.
Right.
Now look at that, getting a lot of holiday laughs out of somebody who died 3 years ago.
Yeah,
I'm tired. Maybe I'll take
waka-waka.
Waka waka. Yeah, this is the other problem, is these people all become kind of Darwinian Award nominees, but just by the fact that it's a Black Friday thing.
And I understand. Listen, a lot of people that go out there, you know, I got friends that, you know, are new parents, for example, and you know, money isn't exactly stretching the way it used to now with a kid there. So they want to get the big present, and it's worth it for them in their head to go out and like make sure that they get the thing at the price that they, you know, makes sense for them.
Right.
You know. So I get it. I'm not out here trying to say that anybody who goes to Black Friday is an absolute lunatic. Right. I am saying that it's kind of like riding a motorcycle. I'm not going to pass judgment, but also I'm kind of going to pass a little bit of judgment, you know? Like it is, you are kind of taking your life in your hands.
Yeah, you are on an 80-mile-an-hour stick with wheels, and you kind of know, helmet or not, you kind of know what you're getting into, or you should anyway.
Exactly.
Also, do you think the store is holding a responsibility? Like, should Walmart be allowed to say, well, there are only going to be 10 of these 23-inch TVs, so get here quick, knowing that a huge number of people far beyond the 10 you have in stock are going to be there to get them? You're encouraging a potential fight or a something more than you would if it was like a thing you had a ton of.
You wonder if that's not in the offing. You know, if at some point it's just like, all right, the first 20 people here in line, we got 20 TVs, we're gonna bring you guys in early and give you vouchers or something like that, and you can go buy them, so it's not, but then again, you know,
cover your head with a black hood, walk you into the store,
exactly, here's a black jacket, yeah, no, we're gonna we're gonna sneak you out like Bieber in that Brazilian whorehouse, like
But don't you think that also has the potential of discouraging somebody? Like, if you look at this ad and say, oh, they only have 3? Well, there's really no point in me going there and
trying to get those. No, that's the point. That's the point. But, I mean, like, at what point does Walmart kind of see those, like, these, you know, riot videos and say, this is a net negative
we for how we could do this better.
Yeah,
how people think about us. Like, I think that they love being the prime destination for Black Friday, they don't love the fact that people immediately think, associate Walmart with a scene from Night of the Living Dead,
right,
you know,
right.
World War Z.
Yeah.
Which and I'm it, sure it does, was on sale it, at Walmart.
It does seem to be mostly at the feet of Walmart this time. Like, that's where you're seeing, like, I'm just browsing through some stuff and looking at news, and almost all of these are calling out Walmart. And it's never like, oh, it's a bunch of guys killed each other over a drill at Sears. That's not happening there.
Yeah, no, it's not like people were, you know, got into a Beat It style stabbing match, you know, outside of the Apple store.
Like the Sharks and the Jets.
Yeah.
That's great.
No, but I mean, I think it's because they got the deals. You know, I mean, Walmart, just in general, if you look at kind of how their economics work, they just get crazy volume. They get crazy discount because Walmart can come to you. Like, if let's say Walmart really loved one of your prints, Scott.
Yeah.
Like, and they're like, we want to put this in every Walmart everywhere, and you sell it for $7.
Yeah.
Walmart will say, we want to buy it for $1,
but
we'll buy 1 million of them.
Right.
So here's $1 million check. Mm-hmm. You can tell us whether or not we're writing your name on it or not.
That's basically, you know, how they do it. Yep.
And so that's how they get everything insanely cheap. You know, it's funny. Next time you're at a Walmart, go look at their like Walmart brand trail mix. Mm. You know, the Walmart brand trail mix has M&Ms in it, like branded M&Ms.
Yep.
Doesn't say on the bag with M&Ms. They just have them in there.
Yeah.
Because Walmart said to Mars Candy, hey, how about you give us some M&Ms for free? We're going to put them in our knockoff trail mix. And Mars Candy said, sure, Mr. Walmart.
Yeah, anything you say.
We'll give you the ones that fell on the floor. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Having done some actual business with Walmart for a client of mine and having to deal with kind of the back and forth of what that means and how you work with them and, you know, meeting people and where is it, Arkansas, where they're based and all that, they are ruthless about this. What you're talking about is that to the nth degree. It's like they will pay you 50 cents for a thing that you would sell to anybody else for $3. You will probably even lose money, but some people are willing to do it. Not even if they may lose money on all million of them that they sell, and that check for $4 million is actually all in the red because it costs you $6, but you'll do it. Because now you're in Walmart and now you can say, hey, we're in Walmart, and you go to all the other customers and you talk to the Krogers of the world and the freaking Kohl's of the world and you get them to pay you a lot more per thing. But the reason you got the meeting with them is because, oh, they're with Walmart. We should talk to them. I mean, that's really how it works, and it kind of sucks.
Mm-hmm. Well, but that's their brand. Their brand is we have it cheaper, you know, and like they have to protect that no matter what.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
It's like, you know, you have to protect the brand of you doing awesome art about geeky things.
Right.
It's not like, you know, if all of a sudden you're like, well, you know, I don't know what, I really don't like video games anymore. You know, you would not have the same business as if, you know, you do what you have now. So
you're absolutely
right. That's what they do. And it's weird, but that's why they have the crazy, that's why they can sell a TV for $15 and they have everybody, you know, getting into onesie jumpsuits like the Hunger Games, and, you know, they start firing cannons every time somebody lies.
I volunteer as tribute.
Yeah,
I know. They lie prone in the aisles as they get trampled by the Mongol hordes.
But watching, like, I watched one of these videos in silence here a moment ago, where a lady is in the front of the line thinking she's, you know, she got there probably at 4 a.m. or 3 a.m., who knows?
Yeah.
They open the door. And about three dudes who I'd like to meet and pinch their testicles off with a large vise just run over her and could care less, pushed her down and ran over her, this lady. Now that, I just think, says a little something about those guys. And we could do well to not have them around anymore. You know, we don't need that.
Yeah. No, I mean, if we are going to be talking about the elements of human decency, then yes. However, I would say it is probably a fool's game to be looking for the paragons of human decency at Black Friday at Walmart.
So wait, you're not. So my notion that it's just
lost cause. Is basically what
you're right.
Saying.
It's not
you're
a. It's not a couple of turds in a cake. It's the whole cake is made of turd.
I think this one files very neatly under Relax, Jake. It's Chinatown.
Oh, man. All right. Well, I didn't even know we were going to talk about this, but as we usually do things here on the jury segment.
Exactly,
of the show.
I know. As we so rigorously plot out our points that we want to hit during these segments.
So how? Yeah. So tell us how the Santa book's doing. How's things going? It's up for sale right now, right?
No, yeah, I've so I wound up actually like when I started this idea, I didn't think about spending money on it because I didn't, I guess I just was naive like that. I just was like, I'll write a book and I'll sell it. And I just thought it'd be kind of free, you know?
Right.
But then luckily and largely because of the talent that wanted to work with me on it, including your daughter and, mm-hmm. and you and Andrew Allen and just kind of the infrastructure in terms of selling it on Squarespace and stuff like that. You know, I spent a little bit of money on it and I was lucky enough to kind of make that back yesterday, which was awesome. And then it continues to sell very well, and I'm really excited to kind of hear the feedback on it. And I think it's one of those things where a lot of people sort of bought it, and especially the audiobook, which, you know, obviously people don't like just as much as I would like their feedback immediately. They don't, you know, just download it and sit down, you know, in rapt attention as if this were FDR's fireside chat, you know, listen as a family.
Right.
But yeah, so I'm really excited for the feedback that's come in. The sales have been, you know, incredibly encouraging, and to be honest with you, it's one of those things that has kind of inspired me to sort of think about what's more and what's next. And you know, you start to compare things where it's like, all right, well, you know, what have I made on the comedy albums, or what have, you know, I made on Ruin 'Em, or what have I made on these, and you just kind of think of it. And to me, and I know that, you know, you guys are both the same way. It's like, you know, we're in this kind of, you know, small ball internet thing, yeah, where you know, you're like, hey, listen, none of these numbers are going to knock anybody out. Right.
Right.
But you put them all together and, you know,
it adds up. Yeah.
Yeah.
It adds up and makes things work. Absolutely. It's a different way of looking at it.
All I have to do is keep Ashley and two birds afloat.
Your no to the ring marriage thing on Vine that keeps cropping up occasionally is one of my favorite long running series on Vine.
No, she, I think this is going to be, it's going to be a series.
Yeah. And, I like and it a lot.
She'll surprise me each time. It's not like she'll be like, oh, let's do this bit.
Yeah.
She'll say like, oh, I have an idea for a Vine. And I'm like, oh, okay. And then she'll surprise me by proposing marriage, and I continue to reject her. And I assume that this will happen until one day,
yeah,
I get on one knee and ask her for her permission to ask me to marry her.
Yes, that's how that should end.
That's going to be a big the big end.
And I presume that you have to film it. You're a product of the internet exposure era, so that's got to be a thing we all get to see, right?
Listen, number one, I don't think that anybody will go broke betting against the internet attention whore nature of either me or Ashley. So combined, it is really a super, super typhoon.
Yeah.
Look at me, internetism.
Yeah, it's the perfect storm minus Clooney and what's his name? Marky Wahlberg. Mark. Yeah.
Yeah.
The Funky Bunch was nowhere to be found. All right.
No, they were washed away in the storm, sir.
This is all fantastic stuff. Where can people get the book, the audio book, or elsewise, prints and all that? Where are they going?
Okay. All right. So here's the big list. Everything you need is at gohomesanta.com, or the link before still works, bit.ly/gohomesanta. When you're there, you can buy three versions of the book itself. The ebook, which is an EPUB format, works on Kindles and iPads.
Yep.
The audio book, which is MB4 format, that is again open and is bookmarkable and separated by chapters. And then you can buy, of course, the combination of it. It's $7.99 for both of them. I think it's $5.99 for the audiobook, $2.99 for the ebook. But if you are just in love with the cover art, which I am, and was done by Carter Johnson.
Yeah.
And like, I think I forget if it was in the email or on the site. You know, I'm like, listen, this book is going to come and go in the sands of history. You know, like this will be forgotten immediately. Uh-huh. But when Carter Johnson is one of the biggest artists on the planet,
yeah,
you're going to want a piece of her early work.
That's right.
Of
which
this is.
Yeah.
So I would suggest that you also go to the site and buy either the t-shirt with her Santa drawing on it, or a print, the links of which are both there on GoHomeSanta.com, and you can go ahead and
buy a piece of history.
The coolest kid on your block, flossing that awesome drunk Santa image.
Yeah. She's thrilled that this is all working out so well and is excited about it as well. So yeah, if you want to, you just get a piece of history before it's history, goes down. I've always imagined that when jury dies, and it may be in his late 80s, I don't know, but
it might be in late December.
It could be. It could be now. It could be then. But either way, it's going to be spectacular in some way. I don't know what it is yet, but you'll be glad you own this when that happens. Because you'll have a piece of him, you know?
Listen, it's I very much appreciate not only the support that you guys have given me, and Scott, you've been tremendously supportive in terms of making all this work, and also just kind of like me understanding kind of just how to do stuff like this, to be learning from people who have already done it before was just a tremendous help between you and Andrew Main and Brian Brushwood and
sure.
Everybody with frog pants and everything. So the fact that like you guys want to listen to it is super rad. I'm really excited for people to listen to it. And go ahead and get the book. And then if you want to get on the mailing list, we're still going to be doing stuff. There's some fun stuff we have planned, including some video versions of a few of the short stories. And I was talking on the cover thon, which, by the way, are you asleep?
No, I'm here. I'm listening.
Still with us. Still with us.
Sitting back and lamenting the fact that there's very little coffee left in my cup.
I know. At some point, I'm just going to start talking with an Indian accent. I'm going to see if you know it.
There you go.
I find the cover song was requested. Sorry.
Tina's awesome.
Yeah, Tina is awesome. She brought you some. Okay, good.
Yes.
All is right with the world.
But yeah, no, it's really, really amazing, and I would love to have everybody just give me their feedback on it, because the more stuff that we have out there, I was thinking about that's what I was thinking on the cover-thon. I was saying there's a couple unfinished stories that I didn't get finished by the time.
Oh yeah, right.
Make the book, and if people want them, I'd be happy to finish them up, or maybe even just do a kind of, you know, deconstruction with them with, you know, Brian or you guys or something like that later on down the road.
That's great. Very cool. Well, I'm stoked for it. It's a cool project, and it's up your, so far up your alley, you can almost see it on the other side, whatever that means. So people should support it. It's GoHomeSanta.com, which is an awesome URL, by the way.
That was gifted to me in the spirit of Christmas. Good a fan Lord. Was just like, because I was rocking the bit.ly/GoHomeSanta, and for some reason, I'm like, I was kind of feeling like, well, you want to know what? Especially early on, the people that are going to be finding this are on Twitter and Facebook, so it doesn't matter if the URL was like, you know, kabukistan.biz, right?
Kabukistan. It's where you get the kabukis from. It's all from Kabukistan. Yeah.
Kabuki theater, of course, their native art form. So it doesn't matter if it's that.
Better than Bukakistan.
Bukakistan is the worst.
I'll tell you
horrible.
That. Yeah.
You know their national anthem? Watch your eyes.
Jeez.
That escalated quickly.
That did.
Yes, it certainly did.
Escalated? No. I was thinking the other E word. Go ahead.
And now I feel the overarching need to wash my hair.
What is this? NSFW?
But yeah, so I mean, everybody was going to be clicking on it, so I figured the bit.ly thing was just as good as anything else. But then one of my fans was like, what are you, an idiot? Here, it's now redirecting. GoHomeSanta.com is redirecting to your site.
That's
and
awesome.
I'm like, well, that's really rad to have people who care.
Plus, I'm just surprised it existed. Like, I'm of the mindset now that if I think of a new idea or project, I don't even think about whether the URL is available because I know it's not going to be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This is a case where you're like, whoa, what? That's still available? How the hell did that work out? But there
No, and like, GoHomeSanta, you know, because anything with Santa in it is registered by Walmart.
Yeah.
Or not Walmart. No, Hallmark. Sorry.
Yeah.
Like, Hallmark owns all these random stuff. Like, I tried to get, because I used to have this character in that character. He was like a little light up Santa Claus that was really creepy, and I called him Creepy Santa. He became kind of a character on NSFW. And I tried to get creepysanta.com, and it redirects to Hallmark.
Hallmark has that one?
Wow.
Yeah, that's nice. What I want to think about. A creepy Santa have, sneaking around your house on Christmas Eve and leering at your children.
Wow.
Do they have that's not a cookie Santa.com?
No. I don't know. Somebody check it out. And if it is available, then go ahead and redirect it to GoHomeSanta.com.
Right. Let's see. Santa.com. Just checking. Let's see. No, not available, or is available. So, Brian,
oh, good.
You too can have your 900-word URL. It's not a problem.
Perfect.
That's great. Justin R. Young on Twitter, NSFW show, million other things going on. Justin, anything else? Am I forgetting anything?
No. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody, and have a very Merry Christmas. Specifically, it involves buying my book.
That's right. And may all your Black Fridays be white or something. All right.
Well, that's
I don't know what that means. I don't know what that means.
Welcome to the other end of the dining table,
I
Scott.
I guess so. All right, there you go. Justin, thank you, man. That's awesome. We got some emails to do still, and then we're done with the show. So let's get to those. They're brung to you by.
That whole thing? Yeah. Oh, I was the one who put that in there, aren't I?
Oh, yeah.
Shawnee's Camp Fund Me. The Shawnee Foundation recently inherited 6 pediatric oncology camping programs from the American Cancer Society California Division. After 30-plus years, the American Cancer Society made the very difficult decision. I'm slurring my words because the microphone's a little off.
And you're 23 hours into this thing, too.
57 pediatric camping programs across the nation. The Shawnee Foundation was taken in control of the California camps. Camp Reach for the Sky, 3 weeks in San Diego, Camp Somersault, 1 week in Long Beach, and Camp Reach for the Stars, 2 weekends with Casey Kasem in Ventura. These camping programs were founded to allow children dealing with cancer the chance to be kids, an experience often taken away or put on hold by their disease, and give them a fun summer camping adventure while under medical supervision.
Very nice. There you have it. You read that whole thing. I'm impressed.
I did. I added a little bit about 2 weekends with Casey Kasem and Ventura.
Right.
Camp Reach for the Stars.
Of course. Oh, gosh. Sorry. Something fell. Oh, all right, I'm good.
It was your Fanta.
Scorch and Blink. Scorch. Actually, that Fanta's not bad.
Hmm.
It's weird. It's not normal Fanta by any means, but it's...
I think
it's
I might weird. Actually have that somewhere.
Yeah, you should try that. It's not bad.
I will.
Scorch and Blink. Tis Thanksgiving, and I would be remiss if I did not send a note to thank you for the many hours of enjoyment you've given me and many others. You've helped me make the good times great and the less than good times better. The entire Frog Pants family is a testament to what good karma can do and what a positive influence a bunch of folks doing what they love can be. It's proof that if just a few people do good things, you can make a difference in a lot of people. Happy holidays to you guys and your awesome families. TJ from Utah's Hat. Yeah, that's Idaho, by the way.
Idaho, right?
Shove the low, though, he says. So thanks, man. That was really nice.
Well, thank you so much. Yeah
appreciate cool. that. I got another one here from Anthony who says, Scott and Brian, I just listened to your latest show and wanted to let you know that your Wendy's issue is not a Western thing, meaning Western United States. Mm. At least no in Canada. I'm out in Edmonton, Alberta, and Wendy's here is far superior to McDonald's or Burger King. Though their fries aren't my favorite, they are definitely good. Maybe you just need a trip up here to try Wendy's done right. Love the show. Keep on doing important work, Anthony. I don't know if I'm going to Canada just to try Wendy's. I don't think I'm doing
that. No, we should plan a TMS Canadian tour.
Yeah.
Start at one end of Canada, go to the other end, mm-hmm. and be home by dinner.
The closest distance between two Tim Hortons is a straight line. So that's how we do that.
That's
trip.
Right. Fly there in the morning, do the big tour of Canada. From coast to coast.
Yeah, get Wendy's
and
go home.
Be home by dinner. Exactly.
Brilliant. Eric wrote in. It says, it may be because I live in Columbus, Ohio, the birthplace of Wendy's, but it's still slamming over here. Did Ooh. You guys get the pretzel bun sandwiches over there? Sweet God, they are fantastic. And I hate fast food. Rest assured, we're still keeping it old-fashioned in C-Bus, Ohio, baby. Love the show, Eric. Now, these are just two of nice. The... perhaps hundreds of emails we got about
what?
Wendy's.
Really?
Many agreeing that it's crap and it's crap all over, and a bunch of others saying, nope, it's fine here. It's great here. It's the best thing we have in our town. I don't know who to believe or what to think. I just know that in the Utah time zone, it sucks. It's poo here.
So, you know what we need is we need to do a straw poll.
Yeah.
Straw poll. Wendy's good? Wendy's bad?
You know, we should do that. That's a great idea. In fact, I'm going to do it now. Because that makes sense in the middle of the show.
Takes two clicks.
I'm going to say, do you guys even like Wendy's? Do you guys like Wendy's or not?
Well,
I'm
going to
say, yes.
It's one way of phrasing it.
It's great. No, it sucks. Great poll. Here we go. Done. Here's my straw poll. Putting it in the chat room. You guys vote first. It's now going up on Twitter right now. Which will be in the morning stream thing. Tell us how you feel. There. Now we'll know, and we'll know quickly. I'm hitting results.
Wow.
So far, yeah. Is Yes, It's Great is winning with 60%. Oh, it's getting closer. Oh, geez, look at it pile up.
It's right. It's hovering right around 55 to 60% saying Yes, It's Great.
Yeah. So far, No, It Sucks is not winning.
Now, take the cute redhead mascot out of the picture and then cast your vote. The Allison Hannigan lookalike.
For me, she means nothing. She means zero to me. I miss Old Fashioned Man.
That's yeah, well.
I miss. I want Dave Thomas to sell me a burger.
Oh, she's a fine substitute.
Is she?
Yeah. I don't think she's adorable.
I think she's annoying. Let's see. I don't really watch commercials.
Allison Hannigan is what I tell you. And she's little redheaded Allison Hannigan.
It's here you go.
Wendy's Old Fashioned Hamburgers.
See? Which I've heard are.
Shamefully thick and butterscotchy.
All right. Fantastic. Mm. That's the problem with those burgers. We're currently at 56%.
Comes on a square bun because it's old fashioned.
57% now saying it's good. 43% saying bad. So we'll keep our eye on it. We'll keep you guys up to date. If you're listening at home and you want to vote on this, just follow our Twitter feed at Morning Stream, and you can vote in there as well. That's it for emails. Good. We're done.
Yeah.
And we are done. Oh, you know what? Clio time. Yeah, let's not forget that because we had to do it a little weird this week, but we got this. Mm-hmm. We got
all
this.
All right. Yeah, Saturday Clio.
Yeah, Saturday Clio is great Clio. And I got to find her a nice little theme here. Let's see. Oh, goodness. Well, I don't know who that was, but.
There goes the turkey.
Here's your new theme. Here you go, right here. How about.
Sheriff, can you keep it down to a dull roar while you're dying, please?
Clio, good morning.
Hi.
How are you? You sound just so sprightly and happy on a Saturday morning. How you doing?
I am wide awake. I'm good. Thanks. How are you guys? Oh, have a good holiday.
We're good. Fantastic. Oh yeah.
Turkey and whatnot. It's all you need in this life. So it's a chance for us to sum the week up. We usually do this on Thursdays, but there was no show this week for the holiday. Instead, we do it today. Clio comes with us a bunch of cool stuff people did during the week, and we decide who wins. Clio, take it away. Do your magic.
Alrighty then. Pre-show on Monday, for some reason, again, context is everything, you were talking about writing with a banana.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Crather said he's written in the snow with his banana more than once.
Wow. All right.
Nice. Yeah. For emails on Monday, somebody said there is no I in team, and Ralph responded with, you're right, there's me and TNA.
Nice.
Because I wasn't here on Wednesday because I was prepping all of the foods, I have three from today, one of which is the winner. From today, I threw out that six different kinds of pie on a Thursday is Hugh Hefner's AOL screen name. And let's see what else we got here. When you were talking about Lady Gaga and her holiday special, Guild Gear let us know that because if anything says Thanksgiving in America, of course, next to fistfights and shooting over crappy retail, it's Crossdressers and Muppets.
Wow.
Exciting.
Perfect.
Today's winner and the winner for the week is Jay Funktastic. He said Moist White Feet is his Fine Young Cannibals concert track live from the Andes Mountains.
Nice. Brian, how'd you know this?
A little prep.
Oh, you had a little. Prep. Oh, I see. Everyone knows what's coming but me. I get how it is.
Yeah.
I just knew have Fine Young Cannibals ready for the winter, and that's all I knew.
All right, fine. That's fantastic. Good job, Jay Funktastic, and all those who participated in this weird week of tomfoolery. Cleo, I hope you have a continued fantastic holiday time with you, yours, and the whatnot.
I will. I'm about to go make my elf on a shelf look like Jerry.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Nice.
That won't be hard. Put like a weird 5 o'clock shadow at noon. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, no big deal. The pictures will be great.
Ambiguously Middle Eastern look to it, maybe.
Swarthy, yes.
And ambiguously ethnic.
Yeah.
Elf in the shelf.
Give a little bottle of Ruinum next to him.
Yeah. Charlie Day voice box. You got it all set. You're
my
all
son
good.
Won't get any of this, but it's going to be good for
That'll
me.
Be great. Have a fantastic week. We'll see you next year. Or next week. Not next year.
Next
Bye
year?
Now. I said next year. I don't know what that was about. Okay, that's it. We're done. Thank you all for joining us. It's been a fantastic time. Thank you, everybody, for making it possible. The continued fantastic work of GnomeWise over at AlphaGeekRadio.com, who's kept your stream running for 24 hours. And we were able to backpack it here for the last hour and a half. Always good. Scott Fletcher for our voice bumpers. You can get our T-shirt and our brand new mug now available on the store at frogpants.com/store. There's some more Cyber Monday crap coming out on the store as well, so keep an eye out for that. Ways to save money and get those holiday gifts. On the web, we're at frogpants.com/TMS. Links to our Facebook and everything else are there, including Twitter, Morning Stream, Scott Johnson, and Coverville. And then you can email us, themorningstream@gmail.com. That's themorningstream@gmail.com.
Very good.
We're done. You're not done, I'm done.
I'm not done. So first off, congratulations to Joshua Hively, who was our winning donor of the hour and gets a Frog Pants Mystery Funhouse prize package.
That's awesome. Very cool. So
Joshua from South Bend, Indiana.
I'm sure I'll get his info and we'll get him squared away.
Yes.
Congratulations.
And coming up next on the Coverthon is going to be a visit with Garrett, Jocelyn, and Willie Dills. We're going to talk Hearthstone for about an hour plus.
Whoa.
And they're going to give me some tips on what I need to do to make the Argent, what is it, the Argent Commander, a useful card, if possible.
It's not easy.
If there's any way of doing that.
It's not easy. Somewhere in there is some, some powerful stuff to be thrown down, and they'll know how. That's great. I love those guys. I'm sure it'll be awesome. That's going to do it for us, everybody. Let's play a song to sort of in between us, between them and them, and then I'll get the hell out of your hair.
Sounds good.
All right.
This goes out to Wesley Rose, who said, "Where's my money, Brian? Honestly, I don't mind when this cover version makes it to air. It just has to be after November 25th. Well, sounds like you do care. I figure you guys would like a little bluegrass in your morning. Being a young whippersnapper of 19 years old, I've never really cared for bluegrass, even though it's a huge part of my musical family history. I've always been a punk rock fan and the sour apple in the bunch. Much to my surprise, when a punk rock hero of mine, Billy Joe Armstrong of Green Day, announced a pairing up with Norah Jones to make a bluegrass album covering the Everly Brothers. The album is called Foreverly. It's streaming right now, but will be available on iTunes on November 25th. I leave the picking of which song in your hands. It's a great album, and I have so much more appreciation for my country roots. Love the Titty Boobs, though. Signed, Wesley Rose."
Nice.
Good good way to sneak that in at the end.
Yeah.
Because he knows I'm not going to read all the way through.
And I will not go on a diatribe how I think Green Day is not really punk, but go ahead.
Oh, but they, you know, they hate the system.
They're
right?
Fake punk. They're this whole Blink-182 era freaking. Look, I like them. I actually have Dookie still. That's a great album. It's amazing stuff. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
But there ain't, that is not punk. That is mainstream.
They sold out when they did the third album, man. They weren't punk anymore.
They weren't anymore. Anyway, we can have that argument off air, folks, if you want to send me emails, but I don't think Green Day classifies as punk. But anyway, go ahead.
Brand new album is called Foreverly, and it is fantastic. Bought the whole thing the day it came out. Actually, I pre-bought that one from Amazon, and it is great. Billy Joe Armstrong and Norah Jones, two voices that you would never expect to hear together, but it works really, really well. Here's their song Kentucky from the album. And a cover, of course, of the Everly Brothers.
I'm excited about their follow-up. If this is successful, they'll do that Gates McFadden cover album called Beverly. I'm really
for
looking
Beverly?
Forward to it. Yeah, for Beverly. It's going to be great.
Nice.
So watch for that. All right, that's it, everybody.
The more I learn
is the more I know. And we're going to get out of here on a high note with this song. We'll see you guys on Monday for a brand new week of episodes of The Morning Stream. Thanks so much for joining us. We'll see you then.
You are the dearest land outside of heaven to me. Kentucky, I miss you, Laura. Folks.
podcast is part of the Frog Pants Studios Network. For more information about this and other shows, visit frogpants.com. Audio program so good, it's like you're there.
UFOs are demons.